This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer holding it down in New York City is Ryan Botcher. And speaking of New York City, the New York Yankees in the Bronx, New York, they're currently trailing the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1 in the top of the third. The Blue Jays lead this series 2-0. If the Yankees lose tonight, their season is over. Meanwhile, in Detroit, Michigan, downtown Detroit, the Mariners lead the Tigers 5-1. It's the bottom of the sixth. This series is tied up at 1 game apiece. The Mariners are trying to go up 2-1. We'll keep you up to date with all the baseball action as we continue on. And we've already had a busy, busy show. Thank you so much. J.P. Shadrick coming through to talk to us about the Jacksonville Jaguars, starting the season 4-1 after beating the Pats last night, beating the Chiefs. Also, we had a great conversation with Jonathan Peterlin, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He came through to talk about Joe Flacco being moved from the Browns to the Bengals. Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is now QB2. Dylan Gabriel is QB1. God knows if we'll see, well, you know who, Deshaun Watson. We'll see sooner than later. Damn it, what we just saw is Vladimir Guerrero score again. Damn, Toronto's... Botcher, is it appropriate to say they're beating up on the Yankees?
Yes, that is.
It's 4-1 now. The phones are starting to ring. Rodon is going to eventually get the boot. Vlad Jr. is diving headfirst into scores. He's hyped as hell. Yeah, not looking good for the Yankees right now. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist. I'm on the internet at JR Sport Brief. Missed a minute of the show? Go ahead, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Damn. Uh-oh. You got to get Rodon out of there quick. You know, give up another run or something. It's going to be even further away for them to try to win anything. Okay, wow. Botcher, if the Yankees lose tonight, who and what is on the back page of the New York Post getting killed?
Aaron Boone. It's got to be him. Just even though I don't think it's personally Aaron Boone's fault when your pitcher goes out there and can't get outs. And then on top of that, your defense has been average at best. So the only person that's going to get blamed is Boone just because he's the head of the team. But it's a complete failure.
You're not going to get judged for not hitting home runs all over the place?
I don't think so. Because the Blue Jays, well, they can start to complain that they can't get to the Blue Jays bullpen. But it's just utter mess everywhere with them. And it's like they're not hitting in situational times. Their pitching has been bad. And now they're struggling to play good defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, they struggled to play good defense last year in the World Series. So, look, this Yankees may not even get to no damn World Series this year. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues to progress. I told you, meanwhile, in Detroit, after a long rain delay, hours-long rain delay, Seattle leads Detroit 5-1. Got to really suck to sit around in the rain just to see your team get demolished. Well, there's still time. It's the bottom of the sixth in Detroit. And so there's still time for them to put four more runs up on the board. Let's see what happens there. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. There's a lot that's going on today. NHL season has started. It is underway. Maybe you didn't notice. Understandably so. And then the bigger news, I guess you could say. Like, we had a whole 24 hours to kind of guess and think about what LeBron James' message was going to be. Like, he teased that there was going to be a second decision made today. We know his first decision took place in 2010. He told everybody he was taking his talents to South Beach. And then we found out LeBron had another decision today. And it was either going to be a publicity stunt or it was going to be him letting everybody know, you know, this is going to be my last year. Well, it turned out that LeBron James' decision was, well, take a listen for yourself.
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Yeah, I mean, underwhelming, man. I think most of us understood that it was probably going to be some type of publicity stunt, and that's exactly what it is. LeBron James is selling Hennessy. Good. Good. Hennessy is getting free advertising all over the country. It might have ticked some people off, but it worked out for LeBron now, doesn't it? Good for him. Good for Hennessy. And I also think that this is a real indicator, unless there's some major injury or, you know, LeBron and his talents fall off the side of a cliff. I think this would lead us to believe that there's a good possibility that LeBron James isn't just going to play this year, but that he might play the following year as well. Because I still find it wholly impossible that LeBron James goes into an NBA season and just quits at the end without a farewell tour. They will try to maximize the hell out of this. You got to show up. He has to go to all these arenas. He has to be, you know, tossed flowers and showered with praise and pregame ceremonies, and teams have to give him gifts, and he's going to love it. NBA is going to monetize it. He's not done. I think he'll be playing for another year after this one. At this point, why not? Go play 25 years, LeBron. Go get it in. Damn it, the Blue Jays are getting it in. They left Rodon in that game. Blue Jays now lead the Yankees 6-1 in the third inning. Yeah, not looking good for the Yankees in their season to continue on. I mean, when you got some mashers like Judge out there and Stanton, who, by the way, haven't hit home runs yet. You got some other guys. Trent Grisham hit a career high in home runs. He hasn't done anything. Yeah, not looking good in the Bronx, New York. Yankees season might be coming to a close very, very soon. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Caden is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Caden.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I just wanted to show out a little point of the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. I think they're playing really, really good. And just some stats for you. Ohio State, their defense has only allowed two touchdowns all year long. They have an average of 5.5 points per game for their defensive allowed. Julian Sain has the highest completion percentage in the country. And I just really think that this year, Ryan Day kind of needs some praise because myself personally, as an Ohio State fan from Ohio, after we lost to Michigan last year, I was like, I'm not really sure what's going to happen here, you know. And then we went out and won the national championship. And this year we're coming in and everybody wasn't really sure, you know. A lot of people from ESPN were saying that Texas was going to not dog walk us, but pretty much win the game. And then this year, you know, we're coming out and playing really good. And I think Matt Patricia needs a lot of praise. But I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on that. But all right, well, thanks, guys. Go Bucks.
Well, thank you, Caden, for calling from Ohio. Nobody cares. I'm being honest. Nobody cares until November. Like, tell me when you play Michigan. Nobody cares. Like, Texas has looked like ass. Okay, you got Arch Manning running for his life. And the Ohio State University, they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing. And so the fact that things are pretty much quiet, I think that's all the praise that you need. Like, if I'm a fan of the Buckeyes, I'm like, hey, just get us to the playoff and let's roll. That's it. Or if you're a fan of the Buckeyes, excuse me, you want to take on Michigan and then you want to roll. Like, it's a non-story, which is a great thing. Okay, the reason why Texas is in the news and people are talking about what the hell is going on with them, it's because they're disappointing. By the way, I didn't hear anybody saying that, you know, Texas was going to dog walk them and whoop that ass. Like, who cares what other people say? Enjoy winning. You're a Buckeyes fan. Enjoy whatever the hell they end up doing with Michigan. They'll probably beat Michigan, should beat Michigan at the end of the season. And then let the chips flow where they may. He's like, oh, you know, Ryan Day needs credit. What, outside of Ohio, outside of Columbus? Like, they won a national championship. Like, it's a beautiful thing that there's nothing to talk about with the Buckeyes, okay? And outside of Texas, I mean, yeah, beating up on Grambling, Ohio, Washington, Minnesota, like, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Let's see what they do this Saturday against Illinois. They'll probably go out there and beat them, too. It may not be no 50-3 ass whooping, but just nobody think about the Buckeyes. Come back to me in November. And if there's nothing to talk about, that means they're winning. They're doing their damn jobs. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Dave is here from Tucson, Arizona. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Dave?
Yes. Is Lamar Jackson going to play on Sunday?
I don't know, man. Who knows? How am I supposed to know that? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I thought you might have read the injury report. I don't know, or if they stated it or not.
No, it's nothing.
I don't know, so I don't know if you knew.
No, it's Tuesday. Like, I don't know. Nobody knows.
No.
I mean, it was so tight-lipped with his hamstring the first damn time. I have no idea. I could tell you. Here, ask me about my hamstring. Go ahead.
Okay, how's your hamstring?
my hamstrings are good. Yeah. They've been pulled once in my life, and I don't want to experience that again.
Okay. Well, thanks. I was hoping to find something out. I know they're tight-lipped about it, but I don't think you might have heard something.
The game is on. They play the Rams on Sunday. It's Tuesday. They just played 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes they release information early. But
Only if he was going to be out for a very, very, very long time.
Oh, actually, I'm a Steeler fan. That's what I was hoping to hear.
Well, I don't have that information for you. Be happy you don't got to worry about him right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dave, for calling from Tucson, Arizona. He's like, JR, what? I don't know. Lamar Jackson probably doesn't even know. He's just like, man, my legs are a big part of my game. I can't go out there and run. Let's also keep in mind, nobody, probably not even his own family, nobody wants to see Cooper Rush going out there playing football. Nobody. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yankees are down 6-1. Damn, already. Seattle beating Detroit 5-1. We got Matt calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. Mac, what's your question?
My question is, how coaches, because I played back in the days, I didn't play, but back in the days of Gary Williams and Keith Boos and all that stuff, where they could build a team. They might leave a junior year or something. But how do these coaches figure out how to build a team when they know that they have the opportunity to leave at any time for more money?
You're referring to – you're talking about college coaches?
College coaching, Division I. And you know how college coaches are, all right, we got our – freshmen, we get so-and-so, and they're building a team. In my opinion, and how I've watched Maryland, for example, I was there for about 4 years and watch them build a team. Meaning, we want this person, we want that person.
Well, things are a little bit different. And thank you, Mac, for calling from Buffalo. Things are different in the college ranks. I mean, if you take a look at the pros, the coaches basically exist to get fired. Because you're in a space where the star players, in a lot of cases, these dudes are getting $50 and $60 and $70 million a year now. If you're a coach, it's grand opening, grand closing. If things don't work out, you're gone. I think what you're seeing on the college side of things right now, college coaches still have some clout. Okay, if there's one guy who's going to be sticking around, it is the college coach. We know about NIL and the transfer window. And yeah, if you are a coach and you can kind of climb the tree of success and you can be, I don't know, Kalen DeBoer and go from, you know, Washington and then take over for Saban. You know, that's not a lateral move. That's an upswing coming down to coach football in the SEC is big time. That's big money. I mean, we got coaches, even though they're having down seasons, a guy like Dabo Swinney is running around telling everybody, hey, it doesn't matter what we look like. Go ahead and take a look at my resume. Like, these are dudes. In the case of Dabo Swinney, he's not going anywhere. And he knows, regardless of what he looks like right now, his buyout is prohibitive and paying him to just go away and leave. And so unless you happen to be some young coach and you stink, it's going to be a little bit hard to get you the hell up on out of there, because the coaches who've been around a long time, they still have these big buyouts. And so the coaches at the college ranks, you can still have players making money. A guy like Carson Beck is pulling in, what, $3-4 million a season now playing in Miami? The coach has got a little bit more pull. You just can't fire a college coach all nilly-willy year after year unless you just really suck. And go ask UCLA about that one with Deshaun Foster. It's different right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. In a lot of cases, you got a successful coach. College coach is going to be the face of the entire football program or the basketball program. We've seen that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You could talk about coaches moving around, quitting, getting fired. I already told you about Jerry Jones getting fined $250,000 for flipping a bird at Jet fans. We got a couple of players across sports, a couple of athletes in sports who've been punished today. Okay, Odell Beckham Jr., he got suspended for what? I'll tell you on the other side. Conor McGregor, when is the last time this guy had a fight? He's also been suspended. I'm going to tell you what these two idle individuals did to get punished. And then by the time I come back, I wonder if the Toronto Blue Jays will put up another run against the Yankees. I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, how about this? The Yankees, they got life. Aaron Judge with a run-scoring double. The Yankees now lose. Well, they're down 6-2. Let's go ahead and put it that way. Meanwhile, in Detroit, the Mariners, they still lead the Tigers 5-1. It's the top of the eighth. The Mariners are trying to take a 2-1 series lead. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we discussed some of the punishments that were handed out earlier today. You had Jerry Jones fined by the NFL $250,000 for flipping a bird, double bird, to New York Jet fans. Jerry Jones says it was an accident. He meant to give the thumbs up to the Cowboys fans. Okay, what a jerk that guy is. And then, on the other hand, you have an NFL head coach in Jonathan Gannon, who was fined by his own organization $100,000 for kind of putting his hands and getting physical with DeMarcado when he didn't take the ball across the end zone and instead, you know, decided to let the ball, you know, fall out of his hands. So instead of a touchdown, it was a touchback for the Tennessee Titans. So Jonathan Gannon fined $100,000 by his own team for being a little too aggressive with his own player. Now, it's not the only guys that have been punished today. How the hell did this happen? Odell Beckham Jr. This man is trying to get back into the NFL. He's 33 years old. Last year, he played for the Miami Dolphins, had 9 catches in 9 games for 55 yards. Let me say that again. In 9 games, he had 9 catches for 55 yards with the Dolphins. Odell Beckham Jr. has been suspended 6 games for PED use. And then Odell was sitting down on the Pivot podcast, as this was announced today, and he says, I don't know if I took PEDs. I didn't get an explanation. If I did, I didn't know. Listen to his excuse.
I don't even know. Like, I couldn't tell you. We sat there with my main PT. We questioned everything. What is it? Could it have been this? I don't have no new supplements. I don't have nothing that just, I can't put my finger on it. And I'm being honest with you. And to say, like, and then for me to ask the questions, I'm like, so what is it? And they're just telling me it's, your testosterone levels were high.
That's it? They didn't, I don't know. They didn't tell you what triggered the results? And so basically, he's suspended. He can't join a team for another, 6 weeks? It's a 6-game suspension. He's trying to get back into the league or trying to get onto a team. And a matter of fact, he even started naming teams that he'd be happy to go to, like reuniting with the New York Giants. I guess he just wants to play. Going to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, do the Chiefs need him? Would they want him? Yeah, it's kind of odd. I'm going to bring on a 33-year-old injury-prone wide receiver. I got to bring him on, and he's suspended. We may have seen the last of Odell Beckham Jr. He's not a fan of the testing system, of course, being the fact that he is not currently playing.
6 games. So last year, I was dealing with this. And for me, this was like tough because we talk about those dark times. We talk about the things as a man, like I cheated myself. Like as a man, as a father, as a son, a brother, like I cheated myself in ways that were hard to like forgive myself for, you know? Whether you're doing things you shouldn't do, you just know, like I'm cheating myself. But like I've never cheated the system. you know? And it's hard for me, like, to come back and play football. I have to come out and deal with, while I was in Miami, hearing that you get charged and someone says you failed for PEDs, which I've been in a program. You know how it goes. We're grown men. I'm in a program because I didn't tell them I was in Arizona and I was going to Vegas for one night, and now I'm in Vegas and you want to come take a drug test and I'm not here. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of a crazy thing. Like, if you was in Orlando and you like, I'm going to Miami tonight to go kick it, you're not going to call moms and be like, yeah, moms. Or maybe you'll update your mom, but like, you don't need to, as a grown man, I don't need to be telling another man where I'm going, logging into a computer, like, hey, I'm going here. Like, you know, there's a couple of things that are just kind of, you know, we talk about the system, and that's.
Nah, I'm talking about the system. Man, he's done. I think he's finished. I think this 6-game suspension might have put a fork in him. I mean, it would take a team having to go through massive injuries to their wide receiver group just to say we're going to bring in Odell. And especially knowing what he did last year, wasn't good with Miami. And now you got to wait until what, week 12, week 13 before you just bring him in? We'll see if somebody gets thin. They'd have to be thin and desperate at the wide receiver position to bring in Odell. We might have seen the last of him. Speaking of suspensions, this came on the same day. Conor McGregor suspended? For what was he doing that? Well, I don't need a lawsuit. What did he do? Was it an injection? Was it a pill? Did he inhale something? I don't know. Apparently, Conor McGregor, who, by the way, he hasn't fought since 2021, and Dustin Poirier, I think it was when he broke his leg and talked that crap to that guy's wife. Conor McGregor is out because he missed drug tests? Huh? What? Listen to this from CBS Sports.
We have breaking news from the UFC, where superstar Conor McGregor has accepted an 18-month ban for violating the UFC's anti-doping policy. McGregor missed 3 attempted sample collections last year, leading to this ban. His period of ineligibility began on September the 20th, 2024, and will end on March 20th, 2026. The standard ban was reduced from 24 months to 18 due to his cooperation and the fact that he was injured or not preparing for a fight at that time. This would not affect his potential availability for the UFC event at the White House, which President Donald Trump announced is set for June 14th next year. McGregor has not fought since 2021.
Come on. What big deal, right? It's like a retroactive suspension for missing drug tests. Like, what are we doing here? And he's, what is he going to do? I can't even say come out of inactivity. He was supposed to fight a guy last year and didn't happen. Is anybody itching to see him fight? Conor McGregor hasn't had a fight in the UFC in 4 years. 4 years. And if we fast forward to July 4th next year, if they actually do have this UFC event at the White House, which I think is one of the tackiest things ever. Let's celebrate America with UFC on the grounds of the White House. Like, do it down the block at the MCI Center or Verizon Center, whatever the hell they call that dump in Chinatown. Just do it there. In the White House grounds? Oh, tacky. Anyway, if he is to fight at this event, it's going to be 5 years. And so we're just going to throw him into the octagon and, I don't know. At that point, he'll be, what, 38 years old? Conor McGregor is an easy guy to root for, to get his ass kicked. And so, yeah, maybe he gets his ass kicked at the White House. Who knows? Just you can't make some of these things up. So let's see if this big event happens at the White House next year to celebrate America's birthday. People punching and bleeding on the White House. Okay, we'll see about that one. Anyway, something that you may not see anytime soon outside of Conor McGregor and Odell Beckham Jr. is Taylor Swift performing at the Super Bowl. Yeah, we learned, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, that Bad Bunny was going to be out there performing? Taylor Swift was sitting down with Jimmy Fallon last night. Why the hell not? She just came out with an album on Friday, so you might as well walk around and do the rounds. Taylor Swift gave us some insight as to why you shouldn't expect to see her, especially while Travis Kelce is still playing. Listen.
Jay-Z has always been very good to me.
Yes.
Our teams are really close. Like, we're always able to, like, tell him the truth, which is that, like, I am in love with a guy who does that sport on that actual field. Like, that is violent chess. That is gladiators without swords. That is dangerous. Wow. I am... The whole season, I am locked in on what that man is doing on the field. I'm not. Can you imagine if, like, he's out there every single week, like, putting his life on the line, doing this very dangerous, very high-pressure, high-intensity sport, and I'm like, I wonder what my choreo should be.
Oh, my gosh, honey, let me have one thing.
I think we should do two verses of Shake It Off into Blank Space, into... Cruel Summer would be great. Like, yeah. It's just like, this is nothing to do with Travis. He would love for me to do it. I'm just too locked in.
Oh, Boncho, we're missing out. What am I going to do with my life?
I don't get it. I don't know how Travis Kelce doing his job will interfere with her doing her job when there's a small chance at this point that the Chiefs will even make the Super Bowl. Also, it's like Travis Kelce, is he planning the entire halftime show? I doubt that. So
if she wants to watch the football game, that's it, right?
It's one day a week.
She doesn't want to. Yeah, but she has to. You just heard her. She has to do the choreography and dance and sing, and then she has to go to practice. It's not just one day.
Well, yeah.
If he advances, she wants to see him play. You know, it's probably the end. I can respect it. We all know he's closer to the end. She ain't going nowhere, right? Big deal.
I don't know. She flew halfway across the world to watch a football game. I think she can, I don't know, fit some time to learn a choreography if she wanted to do the halftime show.
She's going to miss a game. She's going to miss a couple of games.
I doubt that.
It's some work, Botch. It's a lot of work, man.
I know.
We're planning for halftime. Everybody just can't wake up and, you know, make fun of Drake, you know?
Well, that was a good halftime show, Kendrick Lamar, though. There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Yeah, but I think it's easier to make fun of Drake than whatever the heck she does, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. What does she do?
A lot of dancing, a lot of set changes.
Now, I'm not being an ass here. Does she dance? Can she really dance?
It's not great.
Oh, there you go. It's something. Okay. It's choreographed stuff.
It's the effort.
Okay. All right. E for effort she gets.
Yes. And she sells tickets, so it works, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I've had some conversations with some friends. I'm like, what's the big deal about this lady? I don't get it. I'm like, why do people all over the world like her because she makes breakup music? I just don't get it. Look, I am not the demographic for Taylor Swift. I think most people would understand that. I don't get it. I guess teenage women all over the world, teenage women, grown women. I don't know. Not a woman. Hey, this guy's not a woman at all either, but maybe he has some insight. Marco Belletti, why do people like Taylor Swift?
Y'all, I'm out of my depth. Are you kidding?
You're in the same boat as me?
I have no idea. I got to be fair. I found out that Shake It Off, I thought that was the pig song in that movie. I didn't even know that was her. I don't know any of her music, so I am not the demographic that people are shooting for. I had no
clue. Me neither. I know.
Boss, don't be laughing at me, man. I swear to you, I thought that was the pig. I thought it was Renee Zellweger or whoever sings that song in the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea.
From Sing 2?
Sing, yeah. No, the first Sing.
The first one. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Sung well by the pig. I had no idea that was Taylor Swift. I don't know any of her music.
It's three grown men on the radio. None of us know why Taylor Swift is popular.
There we go. It's catchy. It's
a lot of people make catchy music.
Yeah. But she's been around for, what is it now, since 06? So it's been 19 years of putting out radio songs that are on 24/7. So she grows an audience. And then on top of that, I guess, I don't know, she's won a lot of awards. So people see her all the time. So they're going to keep listening.
Okay. Oh, you are A&R now? Like, what? Like, did you write the plan? Well, you said 19 years. That's barely, how old were you when this came out?
I was five when she came out with her debut album.
Oh boy, okay.
I've seen Taylor Swift.
You've grown up with Taylor Swift your whole
basically,
life. Okay, I get it.
And she's kind of like Disney Channel adjacent to me, where it's like Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift are like kind of similar, but they're not.
You see,
is she on that?
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
But Billy Ray Cyrus, I think, was in a movie with Miley Cyrus.
Well,
wait, no, that's their father. No, I messed that up.
Yeah, I understand the fame of Billy Ray Cyrus. I also understand the fame of Miley Cyrus. I don't understand the fame outside of making breakup songs, and that's all I get. I understand is Taylor Swift. So hey, she don't make the music for me. She don't make it for Marco. Does she make it for you? You don't get it either.
Not anymore. No.
Anymore.
The first couple albums were really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I haven't listened to, I don't know.
I will never find out. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Anyway, there's a lot of things to find out now. New York Yankees trying to show some life. Tigers made everybody wait in the rain. God only knows what's going on with them. The NHL is underway, and there's a lot going on. And he doesn't know Taylor Swift, but he knows a lot about sports. He's here with a newsflash. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, amongst everything that's taking place today, LeBron James' decision to let you know that he's promoting Hennessy, Jerry Jones getting fined, Jonathan Gannon getting fined for smacking around his own player on the sideline, baseball going on right now, the New York Yankees trailing the Blue Jays 6-3 in the fourth. The Mariners, yeah, it looks like the Tigers, everybody's sitting in that rain delay. They got a whole lot of nothing in return. The Mariners smacking them 8-1. It looks like the Mariners will go up 2-1. They're in the bottom of the ninth trying to close things out. Amongst all of those things, the NHL started their season today. They did. The Panthers raised their banner. They beat the Blackhawks 3-2. We got the Avalanche and the Kings. They get started in about 45 minutes. And then we got the Penguins and Rangers going at it as well. The Penguins currently lead the Rangers 1-0 at the end of the second period. And so, yeah, the NHL is here. Let's see if the Panthers can three-peat. It's going to be tough. I doubt it. But, yeah, we got all the way to June to figure that one out. It's October. I don't really want to think about June. It's too far in the future. But one thing that we will do, always do at the end of the show, we go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back, 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 back.
back in the days when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is October 7th. The year is 2025. If we go back to October 7th in 1984, Sweetness Walter Payton, he broke Jim Brown's career rushing mark of 12,312 yards. He did it as Chicago took on the Saints in a victory where Chicago won 20-7. Take a listen to this, Walter Payton breaking Jim Brown's mark.
Second play of the second half of the 21-yard line. Walter needs two to break the record. High formation. Wing to the right is McKinnon. Galt wide to the left. They send McKinnon in motion through to the left side. Quick pitch to Walter. Looking for the record. Cuts back. He's got it. He's out over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Walter Payton becomes the National Football League all-time leading rusher, surpassing Jim Brown on his second carry here in the second half. And that's the equivalent to Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. And listen to the standing ovation.
Yeah, shout-outs to Sweetness. Damn. And we know ultimately Emmitt Smith came through and he now owns and has the all-time rushing record. October 7th, speaking of a legend, I can't believe he's not here as well. It's kind of nuts. 2001, Ricky Henderson, he was playing for San Diego at the time. He became the 25th player in baseball history to get to 3,000 hits. He did it with a bloop double. Unfortunately, San Diego lost to Colorado 14-5. But Ricky, man, did Ricky ever retire? Probably not. Listen to Ricky get his 3,000th hit.
Ricky's had some success against him. He's 4-for-13 with a home run off Thompson.
Serve it up.
And a fly ball, right field. Is it going to fall? Is it going to fall? There it is! There it is! Number 3,000 for Ricky Henderson. And the Padres come streaming out of the dugout to congratulate their teammate when his first at bat has garnered his 3,000th career hit.
Man. Damn, Ricky, 3,000 hits. Ricky just played forever, did everything. October 7th, the same day, 2001, from Ricky to Barry. Yeah, Barry Bonds. This man hit his 73rd home run. Okay, yeah, we know. Anyway, listen to Barry Bonds get 73.
Here's the payoff, a floater to Bonds, and he hits it high, he hits it deep, and it is up here. Number 73.
That's incredible.
He might start laughing on his way home.
Well, that's it. He's hit every pitch you could throw.
Yeah. The Giants, they beat the Dodgers in that game 8-0. You could tell I don't care for Barry Bonds. And shout outs to Hank Aaron. Okay, how about that? October 7th. 2012, Drew Brees, lighting it up. He threw for 370 yards, had four touchdown passes, as the Saints beat his former team, the Chargers, 31-24. In this game, Drew Brees, he broke the NFL record by throwing a touchdown in his 48th consecutive game. You're not supposed to do that, but Drew Brees did. Take a listen to this. This is NBC and Al Michaels.
Zone blitz, Brees steps up, finds time wide open, and there it is. Drew Brees to Devery Henderson. Drew Brees setting one of those records for the ages.
Drew Brees has just set a new NFL record by throwing a touchdown pass in 48 consecutive games. He passes the great Johnny Unitas, who set the previous mark.
Yeah, San Diego was like, hey, your shoulder sucks. Get out of here. He found new life in a Super Bowl and a Hall of Fame career in Louisiana, in New Orleans. October 7, 2017, Alexander Ovechkin. This man scored four goals to become the first player in 100 years with back-to-back hat tricks to open a season. His Caps beat the Canadiens 6-1. Ovechkin's like, I got all six goals. Gimme.
Delivers for Ness. Bluffs the slapper. Kuznetsov fires. Score!
And did he get a piece of it?
He did.
Yes.
He did.
Wow.
Another hat trick for Alex Ovechkin.
Just enough, and then just misses the glove of Carey Price. And the Caps are up by a four spot. The hats are raining down here at Washington at Capital One Arena. It's going to take a while before we resume play.
Man, it's kind of crazy. And this is just last season. He became the all-time career goal scorer in NHL history. He passed the great one, Wayne Gretzky, last season. Look. Bacha, when is he going to quit? When is he leaving?
I think he's got 1 or 2 years left.
Damn.
He'll play his contract.
He's still out here, man. What are we doing? 21st season. He's 40 years old now. He's out here on that LeBron James stuff, okay? Shout-outs to Alexander Ovechkin. Hey, shout-outs to everybody who came through and joined us as well. Thank you to J.P. Shadrick coming through to talk the Jacksonville Jaguars with us now that they're 4-1. Thank you to Jonathan Peterlin for joining us, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Jonathan came through to talk to us about the Browns and the trade that they made, sending Joe Flacco from Cleveland to Cincinnati. Yeah, if you missed those conversations, you missed any part of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, people in Detroit, they're trying to show some life. There's no outs in the bottom of the ninth. You got little kids with their rally caps on right now. Seattle came into the bottom frame leading 8-1. Right now, that lead has been cut to 8-4. And so the fans in Detroit, man, they waited a long time through the rain. They're hoping that they can get a victory here. It'd have to come in the final frame. Mariners lead 8-4. Meanwhile, in the bottom of the fourth, the New York Yankees trying to stave off elimination. The Blue Jays lead them 6-3. Yankees are hoping that they can get a few more runs to keep their season going. The Yankees don't win. Their season is over. Man, what a show, what a show. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, LeBron James drinks Hennessy. And I guess on that note, we got to just be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer, New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening. You want to find me online? You use the internet? You can. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Please be safe, be well, be amazing. And we'll have these results and a lot to discuss tomorrow on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.